You've most likely never heard his name, but you've likely heard his music. His family tried to dissuade him from majoring in music, but it turned out this small-town musician hit it big with a new movie company. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Ed Plum was born in Streeter, Illinois in 1907. He was a grandson of the founder of the city. He had a love for music, graduated from Dartmouth, and went to work for musician Rudy Valley. While in that position, a new company came looking for someone to help with the music for their animated pieces.
Disney came out there looking for someone. He was just getting started with Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and all those, and he wanted a music arranger, and so he interviewed for him and went to work for him.
Patricia Breen is speaking of her uncle, who was one of the first musicians for Walt Disney.
He said he was tough because when you'd go in, he wanted the sound of like Thumper the Rabbit, and then Uncle Ed said he would go in and give him his version of it, and he'd say, no, that's not the sound I want.
Ed Plum went on to write much of the music you've perhaps heard in some of those early Disney classics.
He and that Leopold Stokowski wrote the Fantasia, which he said at that time was way ahead of its time, which it was. That was in the 40s and 50s, and it since has become more famous lately than it even was then.
Patricia got to visit with her uncle on several occasions while he worked with Disney. She even went to his studios to see the operation.
When I went out there to visit, one time he was working on Peter Pan. He took us around to all the things to see in California. And when I got home, my folks asked how I liked Disney Studio, and I said he never took us there. That was his work.
Plum received several Academy Award nominations, and although he passed away in the late 1950s, Patricia says you can still find his name in the credits of many Disney classics. Traveling the countryside in Streeter, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.